The Art and Craft of Marketing. We're visiting today with Sarah Botham, Department of Life Science Communication, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Sarah, there's a craft to marketing. How are people doing this?
You know, marketing has evolved over time, like many of the business technologies and tools that we use. But marketing by itself has the ability to reach people in ways that really resonate with them. We're talking more these days about building brands around stories and being able to make a connection with our audience by the stories that we tell to create an emotional connection with our brand.
And Sarah, perhaps you can give us some examples of someone who is doing this.
Oh, goodness. You see it in the agriculture world everywhere. Let me give the example of Sassy Cow Creamery. Sassy Cow Creamery was a family that decided they wanted to do something new and different on their farm, and they wanted to position themselves in a way that would be sustainable long-term for their dairy, provide something interesting for people to visit and talk about, and create a little education, as well as developing a fantastic product. So they've built a story around the family, the Bear Wolf family, who began Sassy Cow Creamery, and behind the products that they produce.
Sarah, what are some of the tricks or methods to a good branding marketing project?
You have to start with your customer in mind. So if you craft your messages through the eyes of the consumer, so think about how they're going to perceive your product and how they're going to think about it, what would resonate with that audience, and what do you need to tell them to bring them to the product? Are there specific features and benefits? Does it solve a problem? Is there something specifically that you know that audience needs that you can use to tailor your message so it will resonate with them? If you start from the inside and just say, here's our product and it's fabulous because we say so, that might not resonate with everybody else. It might not resonate with your target audience. You want a story that's going to resonate with the people you're trying to reach.
And Sarah, who can use these practices and who should be marketing?
Anybody who's marketing should use these practices. And who should be marketing? Everybody and anybody. If you have a product to sell on some level, you should be marketing. And that doesn't mean you have to spend a lot of money. Not everybody has a huge marketing budget. We aren't all Coca-Cola. But everybody should be marketing on some level, in some way, to make their product more visible and more attainable.
More and more farmers are getting into blogging and tweeting and doing these social media practices. How does that benefit an individual?
If an individual is paying attention to the social media space, there's an awful lot of information that can be gathered. And if they're coming from a producer, coming from a farmer, they're coming from the source. And you can trust that source more, perhaps, than you might trust a source who is simply advertising to you.
We've been visiting with Sarah Botham, Department of Life Science Communication, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm C.V. Kenyon.